Coming your way live from a top-secret location in Redondo Beach, you're listening to Aspel on the Esplanade on CHSR, HealthyLife.net Radio.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to HealthyLife.net. This is Steve Aspel. Aspel on the Esplanade, and I'm sitting here with South Bay J. Cruz.
What up?
What up? Well, we solved all the problems of the world.
We did.
Go online, which we'll get to, but I'm lucky to be here.
Yeah.
We got about a half mile from here,
uh-huh.
And I'm crossing the street, a big boulevard, and I won't give the address out or anything, but one of my favorite auto repair shop in the world is up there in Artesia and 190th. Artesia and Inglewood Avenue.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And so I did get the location. Anyway, my light went on for my tire.
That's never fun.
I swear to God. I'm looking at the place. I know the owner. And my light went on. It's like it knew it. Or he had a button in his office. And I got out. The tire looks fine, but the computer on my car says empty.
Yeah.
So I was out in front of the secret studio here, and
yep.
I called the repair shop, and they said, we can't get you until about 1 o'clock anyway, or 2 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
So I said, okay, I'll just do the radio show. So I'm here because my truck is in duress, but I can't get it fixed. But this is more fun to be here anyway. But I can't believe it. I swear, I'm prone to exaggerate. I know that. I drive by that. I'm looking at the place, and I'm thinking of my friend, and all of a sudden, boom, the light went on.
That's weird.
Yeah, and I swear, if he would have seen me drive by, they must have a little computer in my truck to hit the light or something.
I'm kind of wondering with that nowadays, you know, because you get an impulse and then, like, I don't know, reconnected to these devices. They spy on us. They're ingrained with all kinds of stuff.
Yeah. I gave up my privacy a long time ago.
You know, or maybe just something inside you looked there knowing you were double-checking to see how busy they were, knowing you would be back in an hour because the tire that was about to blow.
Exactly.
It just says it needs air.
Everything was coming together.
Yeah.
It's like just going to blow up at one time. And yeah, they are watching us. And I'm not one of those conspiracy guys.
No.
Because they've been having conspiracies since before we were ever around.
Yeah.
But I'm losing my voice again. Anyway, I'm thinking about... I'm on the radio. I'm on my phone.
Uh-huh.
And next thing I know, I'm getting all these advertisements for everything that I'm looking at.
Oh yeah.
And then I go to Safari. Put it that. I'm looking for a recipe today for my daughter's dinner for tonight. I want to do beef Wellington.
Okay.
I'm not doing beef Wellington. She said, it's too much work. Anyway,
a lot of gravy, right?
No, it's a lot of chopped mushrooms and it's in a pastry thing.
Right.
It's really good, but she just wants filet.
Okay.
She's simple. Yeah. And which I'm happy about. But we're think about it. Filet mignon. I'm on the internet, on Safari, and the commercial on TV says, if you don't want to be tracked and traced to blah, 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 use Safari.
Okay.
Because DuckDuck has that same commercial, DuckDuckGo or something.
Yeah, and that's supposed to be the safe.
Yeah, the safe one. Site. Well, now Safari's doing the same thing. Well, I went online on Safari and checked out recipes. Within 10 minutes, I'm getting ads for mushrooms.
Hmm.
Where to buy steak, where to buy sauce,
yeah.
And fresh garlic. I'm not kidding you. This was in seconds. So you're being tracked, and that's the way it is. But, you know, we gave up our right to privacy anyway. When the second you picked up an effing cell phone,
right.
we're just...
Well, the smartphones, the old flip phones didn't seem to... I mean, they could track you and pinpoint you, but you had to go through, like, the NSA or the FBI or the cops to do that, maybe. Now it's, you know, you look up, you want to cook something for dinner, here's an ad for all the ingredients.
Exactly.
Because you're going to need them.
You can't even ask. But boom, boom, boom. And if you go on social media and try it, you're really toast.
I know.
It's the way it is. We have a life this way, and our kids' future is going to be, they're going to be, that Star Wars is coming fast. Not Star Wars. Star Wars, that might be coming fast, too.
Yeah, really.
But I'm thinking of the Jetsons.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's a little bit different than Star Wars. Where's my mind at? Wow.
I know. I was talking to someone the other day, and it's like, you know, with all the AI and this and that coming in, it's like, how about the the robot that cleaned up and cleaned up, you know, Rosie, the robot mm-hmm. that took care of the family, cleaned up, you know, the maid.
She wouldn't even make it out of swap meet today.
I mean, that's what we need AI for, is someone to, like, do my dishes, wash my clothes, go get my clothes and put them in the laundry. You know, go buy the laundry
there's
soap.
A really, there's a couple of really bad sarcastic jokes right there.
Yeah.
I feel like using them, but my wife would kill me.
You know, yeah, or it could be a male robot and doing these things. But, you know, I don't need AI to impersonate my voice and start talking on the radio. I don't need that.
I won't need
but
you
it's,
anymore.
But it's out there, you know.
Did you ever use the phrase, the word AI before a year ago?
Only referring to Allen Iverson, who was a pretty cool basketball player back in the 90s for the 76ers.
Yeah, he was, yeah.
He liked him
because he was short.
I liked him because he was short and he was pretty tough.
He was crazy, man. He was
good,
yeah.
He was a good shooter, and he's kind of a ball hog. But,
AI.
You know, I loved watching him play because he competed, and he was a real player. I just enjoyed watching him play a lot. Anyway, he had a little bit of run a couple years ago when all this artificial intelligence came by. He was like, hey, I'm the original AI, you know.
That's funny because I never heard that phrase or that word until a year ago. And now we're getting, we know we've had this conversation before, new phrases, new words, physicality. All the new phrases we're going to hear this weekend. He's an athletic quarterback. We're up another atmospheric river.
Yeah.
You never heard, that wasn't even a, those two words never went together until a few years ago.
Yeah.
Now every news person, weather person uses it.
Yeah.
And it's not like it's the deluge. We're going to have to get a big boat out with a bunch of animals on it.
Yeah.
This is basically, it's just it's a lot of rain.
Heavy rain.
Just say it's heavy rain going to fall.
Heavy rain.
And now they're going to say an atmospheric river came in and caused mudslides in Malibu.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're going to send them more money.
A couple months ago when we had the first atmospheric river of the season, I kind of went back to the George Carlin, and he was talking about, you know, how words change. You know, and there's a bunch of them. He has like about 50, 75 different words. We used to call it this. Now we call it that. You know, and some of them, like, he's like, you know, we used to call the guy at the hotel a bellhop. Now it's the luggage assistant, you know, and just how all these things. He's like, it's a bellhop.
You call a bellhop now, they'll sue you, they'll punch you, they'll shoot you. You
right.
can't do that.
You know,
it's
racist,
it's sexist, it's everything. Yeah.
Yeah, and all these other things. But it's like, you know, how did it become that?
A valet.
You know, and like heavy rain is now an atmospheric river.
I know, all the time. And then if you're a good athlete, you got your physicality.
Physicality.
Because I'm told that with the quarterback Hurts, it's more physical than what's his name, the
Mahomes?
Most famous guy. Yeah, Mahomes. Because Mahomes, you know, he has. They compared him on the news last night. They compared him to Doncic, whatever that new basketball guy.
Oh, they're both the new Laker, Doncic.
He said they're both kind of chubby. They're superstars, but chubby.
I don't see Mahomes
because Mahomes
chubby?
Doesn't have that figure. And I go, I'm watching effing football games. I'm not checking out their dress code.
Go back to Sonny Jurgensen.
Their waist size. I know they're analyzing the guy's body figure. I mean, body fat. How far his man tits come out? His waist, and then the basketball player. He's for a basketball player, an elite basketball player. He's kind of chubby.
Yeah, a little bit.
It doesn't matter. He's good.
You stop him. They can't stop him. He's somehow making points.
He might get hurt more, but
yeah.
Anyway,
well,
but that's just
kind of funny. Last year, I wondered about that because last year Dallas made the, they made the finals, and after they won the Western Conference, you know, there was a press conference, you know, they're showing him in the locker room, and he's having a can of beer, which is quite common for teams to have food both before and after the game. And after the game, you know, it's not uncommon to have a, you know, case of light beer for people to unwind and have a game. I mean, they're thirsty. They just play,
right.
You know, and this way, you know, they don't have to go running out and going to some, you know, club to get their, you know, get their drink on if they want to. And they just played a basketball game. They deserve it. Anyway, he was sipping a beer and, it wasn't like shotgunning it or nothing crazy. He was just sipping a beer, talking to the reporter. And this general manager, assistant GM came up and he just subtly took it out of his hand and walked it away. And the Luca was like, Okay.
What was that about?
Yeah, like, I can't have a beer. I mean, I'm, you know. I just won the league championship,
It's bad for the team PR, maybe. I don't. They're in the Bible Belt down there.
Texas? I mean, they come on.
They just drink behind the scenes.
They drink some beer in Texas.
They do all kinds of bad shit, but they don't.
You know, and it's like all the athlete, all the fans of the game are sitting there having a cold one. I mean, I'm sure some bars were like trying to figure out what he was having so someone could order a round of, you know, light beer or whatever he's having.
And buy him a beer. Why do we always buy rich people beers?
I know.
I'll send that guy a drink over there. He's like a billionaire.
Right.
Just send the bar a drink.
But, I know, it's kind of crazy.
I know. Well,
like, musicians talk about that a lot. You know, they finally get signed, and they're like, now Gibson wants to give me a guitar. I had to work for like 3 summers mowing lawns, painting houses to get my first Gibson guitar. Right. Now they're giving it to me free.
Now that I don't need the money, I'm getting comped everywhere.
Right.
And upgraded and all that stuff. So.
Exactly.
Whatever. Well, before I forget, by the way, divert the attention to my baby girl, Brett. She turns 32 today.
Happy birthday.
Yeah.
I said happy birthday on her Facebook
page.
You
did? I haven't looked yet. Okay. Well, she's at her house using my office.
Uh-huh.
Which she does during the week.
Yeah.
And lock her in there. She's on Zoom and all that stuff. Doing her thing, and then we have my granddaughter out there with us, and in fact, when I left, they were on a walk around the block, but Brett's, she's off the rest of the day, so they're going to hang out at my house. The husbands are coming over, other grandkids, and making a filet mignon roast that I just trimmed up myself. I bought the whole tenderloin, trimmed it, cut it, and I got a lot of parts left over.
But nice. Going to make some chili?
I don't know. I ran out of time. I made the two nice big roast. I'm going to make them both, and I trust them and all that stuff. So
that's good.
But all the leftover meat, I put in another bag, and I'll make something. When you do your own roast, you cut it up, you get a lot of free food.
You do?
I'm not kidding you. And I think I don't know if it's the same price or not as a regular pound of meat, but the amount of stuff, you can make like 5 hamburgers out of some of this stuff. You got a lot of little nuggets you can make. I just love doing it. We do it all the time. My daughter's favorite food is a filet. She doesn't like prime rib because it's too fatty. Anyway, Brett, happy birthday. I love you. And 32 years ago, you're my final child. Thank God.
That's cool.
You know, it is cool. It's so I put a photos on Facebook today of her when she was young, and now her with her baby.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, that cycle of life. And she's always my daredevil. She's the first one I took to the hospital. Yeah, she had to go a couple times. Anyway, what else? And she went to college in Hawaii, played softball and stuff. So,
yeah.
Brett, we love you. We'll see you in a little while while my truck works.
And I remember you said Marcus Mariota was going to school when she was there?
Yeah.
Around that time?
He was in Oregon.
Okay.
He went to the high school, which is attached to Chaminade University.
Okay.
The high school has its own football field there.
Yeah.
The high school is pretty huge. I think it's bigger than Chaminade. And Chaminade, they don't have a football team.
No.
But they have a basketball team.
Yeah.
And
they host a tournament every year.
They host a tournament. And I have no idea where they play. But the softball team has to play their games about 20 miles away at a park on the way to the North Shore. And if you have ever been to Oahu, the traffic in Oahu, especially in the afternoon, makes L.A. look like there's no traffic at all. I've been in a lot of countries, in a lot of cities. Honolulu's got worse traffic than anywhere I've ever been, more than China.
Wow.
There's no roads.
I was going to say, the infrastructure's just got to be...
It goes away fast. There's a lot of people on that small island.
Yeah.
And they got to go home. And none of them not really live in downtown Honolulu.
Yeah.
So they got to drive. And it's packed. I still wouldn't mind being there.
I'd move there in a heartbeat.
Yeah. It's the cool thing about Oahu, it's not the cool place to go anymore, really. Like it's the Maui's cool,
right.
Kona, Kauai. But Oahu's always got something to do.
Yes.
And in a short drive, after I talked about the traffic, in a relatively short drive, you could be at the North Shore or the Windward Shore, and it's pretty, not as crowded.
Yeah.
And I've been all around Hawaii, but the North Shore is probably the most Hawaii of any place I've been.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, it's just, and it's real close. I mean, it's crowded.
Oh, yeah.
But I love it. That's fun.
Some of the best surfing in the world, apparently.
And that's why right now, well, I couldn't even go in the water right now.
Right.
In the summertime, we can. It's like a lake. Waimea Bay, in the summer, you could take a inflatable out there and just lounge and get and sun.
Mm-hmm.
Because the waves are ripples. You would think you're in a small river, a mm-hmm. large river. But once it falls and then winter hits right now,
yeah,
the waves are two stories tall.
You can't.
And
get that up in Northern California when they have the Maverick contest and the, you know, 40-foot waves. I'm just like, I've never been a surfer.
No.
Because I'm a horrible swimmer. I can swim in a pool. Not so much the ocean or a river or a lake. Yeah, I'm just not that good. I mean, I had to take swimming lessons a handful of times. I'm just not a good swimmer.
I'm not an Olympic swimmer, but I was in junior lifeguards. I can swim. I can scuba dive.
I passed life, you know, some of the lifeguard saving stuff. But like my basic swimming lessons, I had to take it like two or three times. My dad's like, "You're going to learn to swim," and I'm like, "I'm struggling," you know, but.
Well, you're old enough. I'm surprised your dad didn't throw you in and say, okay, swim back to the side.
That's kind of eventually what happened.
Get the hell in there. Right now you can't do. My daughter was talking about swim lessons yesterday for both my granddaughters.
Yeah.
And it goes $350 a month for lessons.
Yeah, $350 a month?
And I said, just throw her in the pool. She'll figure it out. I mean, what are you trying to raise? You know, I don't pay attention to the new guys. Who's that? Steroid, the new guy. Michael Phelps.
Yeah.
Not steroid.
He's like 20 years ago, even.
Yeah.
The swimmer, but yeah, he was good.
He's not Mark Spitz.
Speaking of, they have a whole new movie coming out about the time, or just came out a while ago called September 5th, and it's about the Munich situation, the Olympic 72, when the terrorists, you know, were after the Israeli Olympic team. And
yeah, I stayed in the dormitories for the Olympics in October of 72.
Wow.
I went there after the Olympics.
Wow.
We'd already known what would happen.
Sure.
That area was all cordoned off.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, we stayed in the athlete's village.
Yeah.
Because it was almost free.
Right.
And it would be like three guys to a room.
Mm-hmm.
It was bunking. It's like a youth hostel, but upscale for 1972 or 3.
Yeah, 72.
Yeah. And, wait a minute. Was it 72, the Olympics?
Olympics 72. I remember that was the first Olympics I watched.
Yeah.
I was a young kid, and they were on TV, and I'm like, yeah, go America. And I remember my first exposure to what might be a fixed match, because the USA, and I understood basketball already at 7. I knew what was going on.
Right.
And a referee gave the Russian team like 3 chances at that last shot, and by chance number 3, they finally hit it, and then that was the one that counted.
Now the refs are working for Kansas City.
That's what everyone says.
Yeah,
you know, people complaining about that, it's like, okay, go bet on the Chiefs and shut up. Get off my Facebook feed.
Well, keep it to yourself, basically.
Seriously.
Everybody, it just seems, I don't know, I don't think the refs are in cahoots.
They're not.
Because you couldn't keep a secret. There's too many people. But it just, sometimes you go, well, I mean, I used to ref soccer. Well, I've liked you better than them. You're getting the call.
Mm-hmm.
So Patrick Mahomes is so good at faking that slide and then sliding.
Yeah.
He draws it.
He does.
So the people are always going to say, and it's fixed, and somebody will get held, pass interference, or hit Patrick Mahomes, and it could cost the game for the other team. And that's how it makes sports fun. People bitch. When you lose, you bitch.
Right.
Yeah, winners say give me the money, and you know, and losers say deal more cards.
And for anyone that sits there and wants to, I mean, I do agree the integrity of the game. We don't want it to be, you know, completely one-sided and make it obvious. However, I've read books that talks about the owner, the guy, the Rooney Rule, the original owner of the Steelers.
Right.
That guy was a gambler. He was not just a gambler. He was a bookmaker, and he was into a specific type of bookmaking called layoff. Now, a layoff man in bookmaking is a guy who maybe, let's take Pittsburgh. That's where he was. Most people in Pittsburgh probably like the local team. Probably bet on the local team to win just because of blind loyalty. And at some point, the bookmaker, he's got 80% of his bets are on the home team. He's like, I can't do that because if that team wins, I'm really in a bad situation. Yeah. I'm going to call my friend who lives in another city and have him take some of this action, because in case I lose, he can absorb some of that. And then when he has a situation in his town, so that's what bookmakers do. The goal of the bookmaker is to basically split the room and offer a price that is even to both sides. You keep moving that point spread up, but, you know, they're favored by so much, and you go, that doesn't seem so bad. And all of a sudden it's 7 points, and you're like, touchdown, that's a lot of points. Now I kind of like the other team. And that's where they play the number. It's not that this team is going to win by this amount of points. They just want
they want motion.
They want close to 50% handle.
They make money on the vig.
They do.
That's all it is.
And then the owners of the Cardinals, who originally are from Chicago. Not that any gambling ever happened in the Windy City.
Nothing bad happened.
So the Bidwells and the Rooneys were both involved in horse racing and bookmaking. And then they bought their NFL franchises. So for anyone to think there's other owners who are billionaires that, you know, weren't involved in some of this and aren't still involved in some of this. I mean, the two companies are the official casinos of the NFL. One of them's owned by Jerry Jones. Mm-hmm. The other one's owned by Robert Kraft. They both own franchises, Patriots and Cowboys. So they're making money off this, and, you know, it's gambling. It's like, you know.
It is what it is.
You know, do your research, and, you know, if the fix is in, find out who the fix is on and bet on that team.
Well, they used to didn't even allow to talk about gambling. Now it's just sponsored by
DraftKings.
Sponsored by ESPN Book.
And then you got, you know.
They're giving you the point spread and how to bet on TV. I think it's great.
I do too. I got no problem with it.
You know, I think it's great. I've never really historically won.
Mm-hmm.
I went off of guesses and stuff like that. Now and again, I've never lost. I never won. But I got to get off my mind here. I think I'm really losing my mind. All these years, I was thinking the Olympics were in 1973. I was there in October of 73, not October of 72. I thought my whole adult life, I thought I was there right after the Olympics.
Yeah, close enough.
I was wrong. I was there, just over a year later.
Grand scheme of things, it was pretty much.
It was,
right
yeah.
After,
was still, you know? That's all he talked about still. But it was, it was 1973, my first trip abroad.
Nice.
And I flew to a horrible flight. Oh, God dang. Old 747. Flew from here to London, to Paris, to Rome.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got off and crashed, and I flew home a little over a month later from London. And
nice.
All we knew, we had a Eurail map, we had a Eurail card, and we had to find our way to Heathrow Airport.
Uh-huh.
And we had 6 weeks to do it.
Great.
It was great. Well, I was only 20.
That's awesome. Everyone at that age should be allowed to have a trip like that.
You should do it any time because I didn't have a credit card. It was 1973. I was 20 years old.
Right.
But it was no credit cards. I think I had $500 cash. I bought all my family a little souvenir.
Uh-huh.
When you play like mild-mannered, meek Americans and whatever, you get some free meals.
Yeah.
I mean, not by dining and dashing. People feel sorry for you.
That's what Denny's is for.
Yeah. But you can't.
2 a.m.
You know, you're not staying in the hotels that James Bond stays in. You're staying in hotels that you don't want to let people know you're staying.
Surfer hostel.
Well, the kind where they take your passport.
Hmm.
You can give them a deposit, but you have to go leave in their hotel every day without a passport.
Wow.
Which is weird because you don't need it for ID. You don't have a credit card.
Yeah.
And again, this was a long time ago.
Definitely.
So it was 50 years.
Yeah, 50 years.
Oh, my God. So we can go cheap. Mm-hmm. And I traveled back there years later at 1979 and 1980, and I didn't spend a lot of money because it wasn't as expensive.
Yeah.
And you could fly cheap. And now... But anyway,
mm-hmm.
I've seen enough. I don't need to fly anywhere. By the way, the guy, my buddy, I flew to Green Bay with.
Yeah,
he passed away the other day.
I saw that. That's kind of sad.
Yeah,
I know. I've seen him around town. I've met him.
He's a great guy.
Yeah,
I met him. It's a true story. He's the second guy I met when I was knocking on doors to get elected the first time.
Wow.
The first guy I met was around the corner from me, and he's still a friend of mine. Uh-huh. And he was actually house sitting.
Oh, wow.
And it turns out 20 years later, he ran for council. Didn't make it. But, anyway, I go to knock on doors. I start on Avenue G.
Uh-huh.
I get my walk sheets. I'm totally blind rookie.
Yeah.
What do you say? It's not like going up and selling insurance to somebody's house. Mm-hmm. You are, hi, I'm Steve. I'm running for council.
Yeah.
And Ray looks at me, and he's 10 years, 15 years older than me. No, I guess he's 10 years older. So anyway, he answered the door, and I say, hi, I'm Steve, running for council. And he goes, oh, I've got something for you.
Mm.
And I realized that I'd seen him on TV because I was doing my due diligence.
Uh-huh.
He'd go to the council and bitch about
dog poop?
Granny flats.
Granny flats, okay.
Granny flats. Now, that's all null and void, a moot subject now because of housing, there's housing shortage. So
ADUs.
There's no such thing as a residential one unit anymore.
Yeah.
You can make a four-unit apartment on your parents' old house.
Uh-huh.
However, he comes to me and he hands me a petition with like 200 names on it.
Hmm.
He goes, and he's angry.
Mm-hmm.
Damn it, you run the planning commission right now, and you got to fix this, and I'm not going to help you run for F, and you drop the F bomb. Well, for council, I have a list of people. I do not want this going on, and I want you to submit this to your planning commission.
Wow.
So I said, I can, Ray, but here's my thing. As I know a little bit about this system now. I was an appointed planning commissioner,
uh-huh.
And which a planning commissioner means you know somebody.
Okay.
You know the mayor or a councilman.
Someone.
And you agree with them. And then you're appointed by the council. You have no power.
Yeah.
So anyway, I said, they don't pay attention to signatures. People in a planning commission and council hate angry people in the audience.
Yeah.
We don't like to get yelled at.
Right.
If you yell at us, we can't answer back.
Mm-hmm.
That's your right to give me shit for 3 minutes.
Yeah.
And which they have.
180 seconds.
Including a couple of candidates right now who I'd love to get back, and I'll find a way to get them back.
I'm sure you will.
But
and if you need some help.
I know you will.
I'm a text away.
So he goes, I said, here's what you got to do. You got to come down to the meeting and bring it with you and bring your neighbors.
Yeah.
And if you do that, you're going to get noticed.
Mm-hmm.
And he just chewed me out. I wanted so much work to get this thing done. Get off my effing property.
Yeah.
Okay, sir. I want to go home and cry. This is my first day.
Your first knock. I mean, literally, or your second or third house.
I'm going, oh, God. This is my first house at Avenue G.
You're like, this, yeah, I don't know about this city council thing.
It's a really nice house. Big ass house. It's probably worth like $6 million now. And
mm-hmm.
He had no kids, and he's just an old teamster.
Okay.
Jimmy Hoffa teamster.
Yeah.
Who had a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how he made it. Hey, we know how he made it. But so he chased me. Anyway, I go knocking on doors. I'm feeling pretty shitty. And I get about five houses down, maybe an hour away. And I feel this presence come up behind me pretty quick. And it's Ray.
Uh-huh.
And he goes, hey, come back here. My wife yelled at me. I got to apologize to you.
Uh-huh.
When you're done, come back to my house. I'm going to give you a cocktail. And that's not a request. We're going to talk. I said, okay. He came down and got me.
By then you're feeling like Luca. Hey, I'm about to win the...
I'm a kind of chubby little white guy. So anyway, I go back down there, and I was not happy. What do you want?
Mm-hmm.
I don't have time for this shit.
Yeah, you already pissed me off.
You already yelled at me. What do you want to yell again?
Yeah. And now you're drunk, so that's going to be fun.
No, he made me a drink, and he was already having cocktail. Yeah, so...
Sure.
Anyway, so he kissed and made up, and he apologized. He goes, well, you gave me some good advice. I'm coming down.
Very cool.
Because my wife yelled at me, I shouldn't have treated you like that, blah, blah, blah. And he turned into one of my biggest advocates for 12 years.
Sometimes that happens. You end up butting heads, and then, like, after that little initial tension, you sort of see a little bit, and they sort of see a little bit, and then you broke bread and you move on.
And then he went to, he grew up in Green Bay.
Oh.
So I was at his house and drinking one day, and I saw that he, in a Packers sign up.
Uh-huh.
Oh, we like the Packers. He went, I'm from there.
Wow.
One thing led to another. He goes, you get the tickets. I'll get the airfare.
Wow.
Because he was on the board of directors for Northwest and...
No, it worked out for
something
him.
Something else.
So, like, you're the minority owner in the city of Green Bay or anything. I can just get tickets.
I did get us in to see the mayor. Yeah. Other than that, that was another trip with Kenny. Anyway, I got back there. He flew us back there first class. And I bought tickets on StubHub. I bought really good seats. It's still weren't as expensive as the airfare.
Right, right.
But and then we stayed around. He stayed in his cousin's house, and I stayed in a hotel.
Uh-huh.
I didn't want to sleep over. So anyway, sure. We had a great time. And then the guy tells me he got colorectal cancer.
Oh.
Same thing I had, but yeah. He was older, and maybe he waited longer. Who knows? It was stage four. They thought they had it under control. And then they got back, they went for another test, and it turned out it traveled.
Oh, boy.
And once it travels, you're toast.
Yeah.
So he went to the gym, BC's health district, and he showed up a lot.
Wow.
And he was there, and he just, walking the treadmill or something.
Probably kept him going a little longer than the doctors thought he'd make it.
And he came in and said, I won't be here for a while. I got to go back to the hospital, and I'll be back. And then it turns out he says, I got to go into hospice. Well, he called it self-imposed. It was self-imposed. He got a hospital bed for his house.
Yeah.
So, and then the other night, he put on Facebook, Ambien.
Mm.
So I wrote, Ambien. Guess what? Toast.
Yeah.
So I'm not accusing him or anybody of doing anything under the table or doing it yourself, but just is he. But he's a ballsy guy. He's a big Harley rider. Mm-hmm. I knew a lot of his. We had a lot of friends together.
I understand when people are terminally ill and they don't want to go through pain anymore. And there's, you take three pills instead of one and you don't wake up. I understand that. I fully understand that.
I keep an extra charge at the house for something.
I'm not saying I'm not opposed to doing that. When I get to some point and I'm on a deathbed or in hospice.
I don't want to be an asshole to my family and have to wipe up my shit every day.
Yeah, just because.
They do now, I think. But,
trying to keep me going a little longer. I mean, my nephew's grandfather, Roy, he died of cancer a few years ago. And they checked him on. They go, it's stage four. He had esophageal cancer.
Yeah.
And they go, okay, we're going to set up this program, blah, 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 and you're going to go in here. And he goes, how much time is that going to buy me? They go, you can live another 6 months. What if I don't do the treatment? Probably 3 months. He goes, F off.
Get out of my life.
I am going to, if it's only going to give me 3 months and it's going to destroy the last 3 months of my life, I'm
you
already.
You have to talk like this when you have a hole in the throat, talk like that.
I'm already kind of a goner, so I'm just going to take it as it is and not burden my family with the cost of something that's really not going to do much. You're going to give me 90 days at the, I mean.
No, 90 days. I've been in the hospital a few times.
Mm-hmm. And who knows? He might have kicked it and lived for another 9 years.
You could have. Miracles happen. And that's what I believe in, that stuff. You never know what, not really the God-given miracle as much. It's just shit happens.
Yeah.
And you can live forever. It's like my brother-in-law, Paul, was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer, 7 or 8 years ago.
I was going to say, that's phenomenal.
He's supposed to live like 2 months.
Right.
8 years later, he finally leaves us.
Yeah.
And he did get cheated this last week.
Mm-hmm.
But man, that guy traveled the world, and he did a lot of living in the last few years. And anyway, you don't know.
Yeah.
But I don't know if passing out is the same as dying.
Right.
I've ridden to the hospital. I've ridden to the hospital out twice.
Yeah.
Once in Vegas and once here. and both times I was not under the influence of anything.
Yeah.
It's just under that shit happens.
Mm-hmm.
I had to say that all the time about the one in Vegas.
Yeah.
Go, oh, how messed up were you? I said, I just got there. We weren't drinking. We just got off the plane, got my tickets. I mean, got my room, walking across the lobby. Boom. Next thing I know, I'm in some Vegas hospital.
Wow.
But I told Pam, I said, that's kind of like being dead. You wake up, I'm here. So if you just pass out, you don't wake up. That means you're just dead.
Mm-hmm.
So going to sleep isn't painful.
No. Fall asleep watching TV every
night.
That's
a very uplifting topic we're having.
Sure.
Right? How do we go from that to
all positive web talk radio?
Well, we started it. Well, we started talking about the Kansas City Chiefs, and that turned us down into who you're rooting for, the Taylor Chiefs or the.
It's interesting who I am rooting for. I'll admit it. I would not have a problem if the Chiefs won. My mom has been a lifetime Chiefs
fan. That's right,
yeah. And if my mom's going to be happy and my Uncle Doug will be happy at the end of the day, I'm happy.
Then the Chiefs it is.
I'm going to be okay if they win. I'm also going to watch the Super Bowl. I watch it every single year, no matter who participates, because the Super Bowl is my Christmas. Everyone else gets up for certain holidays, Christmas, whatever, usually. Super Bowl. I know it's not a holiday, but it's my holiday.
I love it.
Yeah. I do, too. And I know I'm going to be talking to my mom. She's going to be texting during the game or after the game. It's like, I didn't watch the game, Mom. Of course I did. You know, and I mean, she lives, you know, about as close as we live to SoFi. That's about as close as she lives to Arrowhead Stadium.
Oh, nice. Okay.
You know, and but if they lose, I will not be disappointed. I'll be happy for the Eagles, even though I'm kind of an issue with, I think their coach is a piece of work.
Mm-hmm.
You had a good experience with fans at a Dodger game, but I tell you, last week there was a, it was a viral video, and it could have had to do.
You mean Dodgers Phillies?
No.
Oh,
this
Dodgers.
Was
okay.
Commanders Eagles, and there happened to be a person who was a Washington Commander fan, and he was decked out in team colors and gear, and he was leaving the stadium, obviously disappointed. And he was surrounded by a bunch of people, and let's just say the team color wasn't the only color difference in what was put on video.
Gotcha,
so,
yeah, gotcha. Okay.
You take it into your own hands if you wear a enemy color into, you know, a certain stadium territory. I remember at a Raider game, there was a guy who decided, I'm going to wear a John Elway jersey. And next thing you know, right before halftime, he's got about four police officers walking him out because the Raider fans didn't like that.
Yeah.
John Elway jersey.
The Raiders fans are probably worse than the Philly fans.
They're not.
I've only been to Philly baseball
mm-hmm.
against the Dodgers. And
fans are the worst.
They were lovely. I've never been to a football game.
Mm-hmm.
But the Philly fans, Philly people, just, I mean, they're louder, they're more annoying, they're mm-hmm. everything that, they're anti-California.
The Eagles
they're
fans.
They're very sweet when they're not on games.
The Eagles fans booed Santa Claus at a game. They mercilessly booed Michael Irvin when he had a serious injury. They used to have a jail at their old stadium. A jail inside the stadium.
You're a real true blue Raiders fan. You're covering up there. When they were, I don't know about Oakland.
Mm-hmm.
Those are real Raider fans. When it came to L.A., I had season tickets for the Raiders.
L.A. was different. They weren't really Raider fans.
I know. I want to tell you. I took my stepfather, Leo, who's a former motorcycle cop in Kansas City, Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
And the sun rose and set on the Kansas City Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
I think we had that most famous halftime shot in my favorite halftime shot in the world. Which one am I talking about? Len Dawson hunched over at halftime of the Super Bowl III or something, smoking a cigarette, and there's a Coke below him.
Mm-hmm.
But he's smoking a cigarette. How cool is that? That's back in those days when men were men and we got cancer and died.
Yep. In fact, I shared that photo on one of my stories the other day.
Oh, really? You know? I think it just that makes my day.
It does me, too.
So I take my father-in-law to the Coliseum, and he's wearing a Kansas City Chiefs shirt. And I didn't know about this, better watch out. From the parking lot to the peristyle, it was like I was going to call the police. And it wasn't fans I would know of around here. It was just gangbangers.
Yeah, they're basically Dodger fans wearing Raider clothes.
Yeah, well, you don't like the Dodger fans.
Dodger fans have a bad reputation.
Yeah, it's just a fake out. The Raider fans, the games down there, and I equate the SC fans the same way.
Sure.
Yeah, when the Raiders left, those mm-hmm. same fans became SC fans.
They did.
I always ask them, oh, what'd you graduate in SC? I didn't go to SC. I live near it.
Right.
But in a way, it was a harrowing adventure to get to our seats, and then once in a while I get a little smart remark,
mm-hmm.
and I said, I'll go get you your beer or whatever, you stay here.
Yeah.
And I said, the only cool thing you got going for you wearing that stupid shirt was we were actually sitting like four rows ahead of Jim Rockford.
Well, okay,
Jim Garner, yeah. So we were in early enough. We had great seats.
Nice.
We were farther up than the celebs were, and mm-hmm. Well, so you don't get all the riffraff down in those seats.
Yeah.
But there were enough. But just walking through the Coliseum. Yeah, well, okay. Well, I'm a Raiders fan.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think they're fans. Okay, well, we're going to go with Philadelphia because they had their history, a longer history of being assholes.
Yeah.
And, you go to Philadelphia, you look at someone wrong in the street, they yell at you.
Yes.
And it's just the way it is, the East Coast mentality.
Yeah.
And that's why we live here.
Yeah.
We live in. There's a guy who's been kind of debating with, he put a new restaurant in the village. He goes, I'm going to put one in where you guys might not even like it because I want it to be, we're going to have a dress code.
Okay.
It's going to be expensive and it's going to be this and that. It's going to be upscale club.
At the beach.
Yeah.
Dress code.
And we're not selling burritos and ham and cheeseburgers and crispy Brussels sprouts.
All right.
I go, okay. And I go, well, and he's giving me all this bad time, and you guys got to get on board. And I go, you know, I think I'm going to go to my restaurants and wear my flip-flops
mm-hmm.
and have my cheeseburger
uh-huh.
and my cheese curds or whatever. But don't give me shit for what we eat. These people down here, they like the restaurants.
Yeah.
You know, and yeah. I can't wait to see the prices on this guy. I'm not going to give him the benefit
right.
of naming it off. But, yeah, I want to see how people take to it after the original grand opening.
Uh-huh.
Because what this moron doesn't realize is guys like me have been around a long time.
Yeah.
The same exact location.
Yeah.
It ended up being the Shema Lodge for a while, which mm-hmm. is a very upscale destination.
The name says
yes.
this is a fancy place.
This is. And then in the front they had boozies.
Uh-huh.
And then... But they took it over from a restaurant that I had an office in that building.
Right.
And I forget the name of the restaurant. Cucina something. It was a very upscale Italian restaurant.
Uh-huh.
And with a name like Cucina, it better yes. be. And then every waiter wore a tuxedo. Everybody. Uh-huh. And the food, my wife loved it. And
sure.
the food was outstanding. It was elegant.
Mm-hmm.
And they kind of had three bars.
Okay.
In the venue because the way it was laid up.
Mm-hmm.
This is a cool place.
Uh-huh.
And you couldn't get in the first 6 months. You had to, if you didn't go out and buy new black clothes, you weren't allowed in that part of Redondo. That was a cool look back then.
Okay.
I'd say 1996 or 7.
Yeah.
And, it was a dress up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, 6 months later, you could sell those effing clothes because now people stop going.
Uh-huh.
Because it's fun to dress up Ken and Barbie once in a while, but not every effing time.
Right.
And then have to pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not New York. We're not Philly. We're not that sophisticated.
Yeah.
So it's kind of funny. We're debating. If you go on Facebook, you'll see what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Yeah, we have a question. That's why we're going to let it go right now, because there could be legal issues coming up.
Sure.
The what else we got? Poison. We got poison. Oh, we got. We're running out of time. This Saturday. Is the Super Bowl Sunday coming up on Sunday, and then and the 10K?
That's Sunday morning, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I'm going to go down and first time in a couple of years and work the beer garden.
Nice.
Pass out beers.
Okay.
And I got to be there at 7.
And that just sounds funny.
You got to.
Super Bowl Sunday.
I used to go there all night and set the place up.
I remember.
Yeah, and all this stuff. So I got to bring some gloves because you got to pass out beer and give away free beer to all the runners. But on Saturday, they're having the pre-party in the lagoon. And it'll be just beer and wine.
Yeah.
And band, Pet Projects playing.
Okay.
And I got them the gig.
Nice.
They talk to the chamber. They're going to pay them a lot of money, too.
Cool.
And... anyway, so if you're bored, whatever, interested, go to the lagoon at King Harbor.
Well, I'm gonna try to make a little money Sunday before the game.
You'll be able to. Oh yeah.
You know, because I know people are going somewhere for the game.
Well, you're gonna be home watching it, right?
I'll be home to watch the game, but I'll be probably driving till 1:30, 2 o'clock, and then
maybe we'll talk. I'm gonna
head home to.
I think I'm gonna be home.
Get some food and.
Yeah, we usually don't go anywhere. Every time I go to a party.
I came to your Super Bowl time once, and it was. The most boring Super Bowl ever. It was that Patriots-Rams game. I think the score was 13-7 at the end.
Oh, Jared Goff won. Oh, you were there. Yeah.
Patriots won. It was like 13-6. I don't recall a touchdown. And then Goff got traded to Detroit.
Yeah, immediately afterwards. Yeah, he couldn't cross the line.
But that was just the craziest, most boring Super Bowl.
Did we watch the game too much? When you have too many people, you don't watch the game.
It was... You, me, Pam, another local guy, and that was about it.
Okay.
And I think we, you know.
We're supposed to go to a party.
I put away a 12-pack of Modelo, so at
That's
some
okay.
point I forgot things.
You won. You
know.
Won. Okay. Well, we're not going to go to a party we're invited to.
And there was, you know, free Uber for cities. I forget if either won or lost the Super Bowl. You got a free ride home, and hey, lucky for me, the Rams
know that, really.
Did what they did.
Wow.
And, you know, I was already planning on that free ride, or I was already going to pay for that Uber, period.
That's just, right. You had a 12-pack of Modelo.
Yeah.
You might as well.
And that's another thing. I mean, there's a couple Super Bowls, like, I don't remember. Like the time Prince played at halftime, that's all I remember. I don't remember leading up to that or really afterwards, but I was there for the halftime show.
Oh, man. We don't have enough time.
So,
I mean, the Super Bowl, okay, when was it when John Riggins reigned the long run? Is it the Rose Bowl over the Miami Dolphins?
Super Bowl 17.
Was it 84? 80?
Probably about 83, 84. Because
okay.
It was the strike season, and I remember. So I've never been a fan of the Washington Redskins because they're from Washington. And I just, you know, that's D.C. and that's where all the politicians come from.
Yeah,
and I'm just not, you know, I'm just not on board. But they had, and, you know, plus I like Miami a lot because I grew up, my friend's uncle was a offensive line coach with the Dolphins. Mm. And, you know, the year I met my friend, that was the year that the Dolphins went undefeated. He had gone to spring training, and he had this training camp. He had this autographed picture of every member of that team.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that thing's priceless now because there's like 10 or 12 guys who have passed, including Shula, including his uncle,
right?
Handful of players, you know, and it was just like, I'm like, how did you get this? You're like, oh, my uncle, you know, and it was just like, and I had already, I sort of like Miami because I had watched them in the Super Bowl against Dallas, and they got crushed. And I was like, I feel sorry for Miami. They're a good team. They made the Super Bowl, but, you know,
yeah,
they got beat
true.
By this other team. And I was like, they might win next year. So I started following them, and then I met my friend who ended up having a connection to Miami. So I was like a Dolphin fan for a number of years. I think everybody, all kids were a Dolphins fan because, you know, kids like teams that win. You know, we don't want to suffer
right.
through
Detroit.
You know, that growing fandom. I mean, and, you know, we had a San Francisco Giants already in town, so you know,
right,
enough losing to, you know, get your fill over there. But, yeah, so I didn't like Washington, but I did like, I respected John Riggins.
Yeah, he was
a heck
stud.
Of a player. And that play he won, it's like a 4th-and-1, and boom, he was gone.
Just bowled him over. The reason I thought about it wasn't because of the game so much.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was one of my most infamous days as a Super Bowl.
Uh-huh.
I only had two buddies over. They're still my friends. They're high school friends, Randy and Dominic.
Yeah.
And they were there. I was married to somebody else.
Uh-huh.
The person I sent to God.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So nothing bad about her. Just that we weren't meant to be. And I, as a marriage counselor said, you drove your wife to God.
Yeah.
I did something good for her then.
Yeah.
Anyway, so
helped
we...
Helped her find the Lord.
Yeah, I did. I drove her car. I just drove her up to the door. And she, anyway, so we're out there watching TV. Just downstairs. It was just those projection screens that, you know, took up a half the room.
Yeah.
And we had a big 2-pound box of See's candy.
Uh-huh.
And the next day, it was on the ceiling. And the wrappers were on the floor. There was melted candy on the walls.
Mm-hmm.
And there was food everywhere.
Yeah.
And the ex was upstairs in the little den. As I'm doing this, and she didn't come down until I left.
Yeah.
And we destroyed the house. And Dominic was he had an electrical contracting company.
Yeah.
And in the back of his truck, he had probably 50 fluorescent bulbs that are, you know, 4 feet long. And we went to a bar from way where I lived. It wasn't all that far. I wasn't driving, but we went over to Grunion's.
Okay.
And we had to make sure they had no alcohol left. And I'm chain smoking. We're out in the parking lot. Using his fluorescent bulbs as we're smashing. I'm bleeding.
I knew we were coming to Star Wars.
We're Star Wars, and ding, 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 ding. And I got little bits of shit everywhere. So that guy was wearing sunglasses. And I don't think I'd get out of bed the next day.
Mm-hmm.
That's my favorite Super Bowl. Plus, I lost about $1,000. I bet a buddy of mine, I took the Miami Dolphins.
Uh-huh.
And I bet a couple guys, big mouth, making phone calls
during
the game. Oh, yeah. And I had to pay up. And that's what it was. But see, I just revolted against my wife, I guess. But mm-hmm. it was, my favorite lost day of Super Bowl. But we've had, I used to spend so much time with that 10K run at the harbor starting on Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
And spending all night.
Yeah.
Setting up banners in the crossing the roof. This is before they hired people to do it.
Uh-huh.
And I was, believe it or not, this is statute of limitations passed. Myself and John Parsons, dearly departed, not dearly, recently departed, but another high school buddy, we were the only two adults that we knew, volunteers that I know of,
uh-huh.
that weren't staying awake with help.
Okay.
I swear to God, the cops even turned sideways because they had a trailer. The guys who were doing it had a trailer in the parking lot we'd blocked off
set up.
And that was ground zero.
Yeah.
I'm going, you guys are insane.
The 1980s.
It was.
Yeah.
And anyway, so.
Don Johnson.
We'd stay up all night.
Uh-huh.
Not with any help. My John and I didn't.
Yeah.
You know, you could believe I would try it, but John would never try it.
Sure.
Anyway, when the whole world was going crazy on cocaine, and we were going, these people are so annoying.
Right.
You know, and you start seeing them, like, jaws grinding and all this shit.
Oh, yeah. It's a bad look.
Oh, yeah. But anyway, I used to volunteer a lot. In fact, I got pissed off one of my buddies that I got in a Rotary Club, substantially younger. He's in charge of the beer port.
Okay.
And the Rotary puts it on. And I go, the other day I said, I'll come down. I'll sign up and I'll come down and help. He goes, you got to be able to, that'd be the first time ever.
Wow.
And I lit into him. I just said, you have absolutely no effing idea what you're talking about.
Uh-huh.
I'm one of the founders of this stupid thing. I've been doing this since the 80s, before, whatever. And anyway, he actually didn't apologize to me. He says, okay, I got you. So I choose not to get up every morning. You're 50. So I did it when I was 50. I'm 72 almost. So I'm staying in bed.
Yeah.
But now I'm going to go down there just to prove a point.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to drop Pam and my daughters off. They're doing the 5K.
Okay.
So the joke is they used to do the 5 or 10K in a stroller.
Oh, right.
A jogging stroller. Now they're going to push their own kids.
Yeah.
So it should be fun. But I'll be home in time for the game, and we're not going to do anything because I don't enjoy, I need to watch the game.
Me too.
And if people start doing the gambling, and this is going to happen. And guess what? I don't care about commercials.
Oh, yeah.
So if I had my way, I would give it a half-hour head start.
Mm-hmm. And DVR it?
Just sit there, and Pam would go watch. She likes to watch it.
Yeah.
So she doesn't. He hates the DVR part.
Mm-hmm.
And she'll watch the commercials. And that's fine. But I go, we get this over in like 2 hours.
Yeah.
And the only bet, I'd probably go online and do a bet, the over-under and how many times they show Taylor.
Oh, yeah, T. Swizzle.
And I have nothing against her.
No.
She's an amazing human being. She donates more money than anybody could ever dream of.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm tired of seeing her. I don't need to see her with his big ugly mom and
mm-hmm.
all these people. It's it'll be fun though. I think the Kansas City Chiefs are going to win.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll go down in history. They can start debating who's better than Brady or Mahomes.
Yeah,
they're different eras.
And you know
they run more now. They do. These guys, Brady and these guys are done.
Uh-huh.
They're not going to have any more Philip Rivers.
Right.
They need guys that can
Cerebral quarterbacks. That's another buzzword for you. They're a little cerebral.
That means you're a white quarterback.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The days of the cerebral quarterback are moving on.
The athletic quarterback, but you're the black quarterback.
Yeah, and we have two athletic quarterbacks.
These
in
are
this
just
coming.
Yeah, Super words
Bowl.
Like saying those people.
Yeah.
When this thing I'm working on with this potential, or I'm getting the police, I'm advising the police of veiled threats.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, I said, I've never been called those people. You're one of those people who don't like me. I said, no, I love you.
Yeah.
Now, if I said that to you, I'd be in the national news.
Right.
If I was mayor. So anyway, it's supposed to be a racial conversation. It's not, because we're not. Redondo Beach does have a little bit of stuff going on. They didn't want those people coming to the harbor.
Sure.
But overall, I don't think anybody has any issues.
Not really.
With anybody. Everybody's nice. you know, even the asshole politicians are nice.
Yeah.
So
most of
for the most part. Yeah. Some of them are here. Oh, speaking of nice, he's coming down.
Yeah.
Next up is Carl Walsh.
He's Carl in a few minutes.
Carl's in a few minutes. I'm going to get out of here early so I can go get my tire repaired.
Yeah.
Tire repaired.
Get you in on that.
I know Carl can't fix it. So anyway, the elections in Redondo are coming up. Do as you see fit.
About a month.
I'm not big on anybody. But I, Joan, Georgette, or Jeff, why not?
Mm-hmm.
And Jim and Nils, why?
Right.
That's just the thing. And but I am going to help host, along with Paul Hennessy, a fundraiser campaign party for Joy Ford, the city attorney.
Uh-huh.
And the person she's running against is a former council member from District 4 or 3, I don't know, somewhere up here. And he's not suitable for that position.
Okay.
And I would just say worse, but you know what I'm thinking.
I think I know what you're
saying. Yeah, he used to manage a few of these horrible Facebook pages that destroyed everybody.
Yeah.
But anyway, vote for Joy, vote for whoever you want to as mayor. Just don't vote for Jim or Nils.
Yeah,
and,
please.
Please don't. Well, I beat Jim twice, and then he got appointed mayor. He promised not to run.
Yeah.
And I heard everybody likes him because he's mellowed, but you know what? F him. It's okay.
You know, most people in this city don't bother to pay attention. I mean, it's what, 28%, like 14,000 out of, say, 50,000 registered people in Redondo?
Yeah.
I mean, rough numbers off the top of my head, just guesstimating.
Those that don't vote only complain after the election.
Yeah. Anyway, I mean, it's like, it's a pathetic turnout. When you got 28%-ish.
And they'll still complain. They're complaining about the passage of the cannabis. They said, we didn't know it was even on the ballot. It was on the ballot 4 years ago.
It's been going around. You need to pay attention to what's happening.
And we don't want them in Redondo. Well, guess what? You drive by them all the time.
Yeah.
So. Not a big deal. Go try a gummy and mellow out. enough of that. We have Carl Walsh waiting to come on, and I need to get my truck fixed.
We do need to get that flat tire fixed, and I'll probably bump into you this weekend somewhere around the
we'll talk.
The 5K, 10K.
Go down to the lagoon. Saturday.
Serendipity, or the lagoon with the pet project.
Serendipity, mate. We'll see.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. Have a good day.
All right.
But in the end, there's just no place like home. Redondo Beach.